Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio tonight. Good to have everybody in listening to us. Just join in with us and praise the Lord and worship the Lord with us. And just tell all your friends and all your family about the broadcast and share the broadcast out for us. And the subject for today is going to be coming out of Luke 21:15, and the title of it is Don't Think What You're Going to Say, Let the Lord Fill Your Mouth. And we need to let God be in control of everything. We don't need to try to do anything on our own. That's what this broadcast is about tonight, letting God have his way. And Facebook listeners, we welcome you tonight. And if you have any requests, just post them in the comments. And just let everybody know out there about it. And we just thank God for all the blessings that he's doing off and on the broadcast. And we thank the Lord for what he's going to do tonight. We believe that we're going to have church tonight. So we're excited about it tonight. And we just thank God and praise God for what he's doing. He's doing great and mighty things. He's been doing great and mighty things at our church, and we just thank him for that. And we've got a listener, a call-in, so bear with me just a minute. Hey, 205, come on in and tell us where you are and where you're at.
That's Brother James Miles in Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord, Brother James. Go ahead and obey the Lord.
But first, I want to thank him. He's been so good to me here lately. You know, last week I was real sick and just got back. My doctor didn't get to come on. And this last Saturday, I was took me a shower, and I was getting ready to go to church next morning. Boy, I was all excited and fell in the shower and put six stitches in my elbow, and the shower door broke, and all that glass fell in on top of me. It didn't cut me up because I said, Lord, help me as I fell. And I just praise God. You know, that glass could have killed me. What the doctor
yes,
said, it's 1001, it cut all to pieces. But it wasn't a wonder to me. That's the man I called on. I called on the Lord. You know,
yes.
what we had to bring tonight is about letting God give you what to say. You know, that's what it's actually about. Mm-hmm. We, as men and women, you know, we have our ideas and our notions, but when we're speaking about God and about the Word of God, we need to let the Spirit of God guide us in what we say.
Yes.
I want to start reading chapter 21 in Luke. About verse 10, and I'm going to read down to our verse. And he said, Then said he unto them, Nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. And we've already seen all this. The great earthquakes and the floods, the tsunamis, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, everything God's been showing. So we know we're in the last days. It said, but before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. All this has happened too. If you remember in Egypt, they took, what was 21 down by the ocean and cut their heads off because they wouldn't renounce Jesus. They burn them. They've done different things over in the Middle East. So all that's happened too. But here's what it said, and it shall turn to you for a testimony. In other words, it's turning to you to speak about God. And that don't mean the preacher or the Sunday school teacher. That's to everyone that believes. And it says, settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what you slant. Don't sit and think about, now when they take me up there, they're probably going to kill me because of my faith. What can I say to them to talk? Don't even think that. You just say, Lord, help me. That's all you've got to do. Because it says, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Glory to God. Think about that. If we stand up and speak the hallelujah, the whole words of God that gives us, they won't even be able to resist it. They'll know it's right. It will hit their hearts if we speak what God gives us. And y'all think that that's talking about just when they bring us up, like it's coming in the future shortly, because we're Christians, we don't believe what they're pushing, and we stand up against it and say, no, not for me and my house. Of course, we're going to get turned in. We're going to be brought up. They're going to say that we're a prejudice against this and prejudice against that, and we've got this wrong with us and that wrong with us. We can't stand up there and think what we're going to say. We got to let God give it to us. It's the same thing with a preacher gets up on Sunday morning. Glory to hallelujah, glory. On Sunday, gets up to preach to his flock. Glory to God. It ain't about what he dug up out of the internet or something that he is out in the look. He liked the way it sounded. He's supposed to pray and let God give him the message that goes to the people. Glory to God. Yeah. You see, when we start premeditating what we're going to say, then that comes from us. But when we just pray and seek God and let the word flow that he gives us, that is from heaven. Glory to God. And ain't nobody and no word can stand against it. Hallelujah, because he is the truth. And the word he sends will be the truth. And it'll touch people where we can't. And here's what it said, and this is coming very, very soon in America. That ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Well, you see, when they go to teaching what they're starting to teach in the schools, that the kids have to hate themselves if they're a certain skin color. And if they've got a different skin color, they learn to hate our kids. If we're white, if you're black, you know, everybody's coming against you, and you got to be defensive all the time. They're learning them to hate each other. They're learning, glory to God, if we have a different idea on transgendered or whatever it is, glory to God, then our kids are going to be taught, if your parents are spouting this mess, you need to tell your teachers where they can get something done about it. All that's coming, friend. They're fixing to brainwash our very children into turning against us. There's going to be parents turn against their children if their children's saved and they're not, and they believe that kind of garbage, because that's what it is. It's garbage. If we don't listen to the word of God and start living back, glory to God, we're going to fall by the word of man. We're going to fall by the tricks and lies of Satan. We're going to fall by the hatred of being spewed out all over this nation and all over this world. Glory to God, because I got news for us that we shall be hated of all men for his name's sake. And then, but there shall not a hair of your head perish, is what the next verse says. In your patience, possess ye your souls. Glory to God. You understand that? He's telling you, if you stand for me, glory to God, they ain't got a weapon big enough. They ain't got nothing happen to take you out of my hand. Glory to God. He said, they want a hair of your head perish, because I will be with you. The Bible said there's no weapon can be formed against us. That shall prosper. Hallelujah. If God be for you, who can be against you? Glory to God. Because he's the Almighty. They just think they're Almighty. Glory to God. But people right now, you better make a stand somewhere, because you can't stand straddle of the fence no longer. Glory to God. Because the Bible tells us that this, what I just spoke there, that the enemies of us is going to be them of our own household. If they brainwash them enough, they'll believe the lies. If we don't tell them the truth in God, they're going to believe the lies of man. They're going to fall into the darkness, the traps that Satan's laid out before them. Glory to God. People think that I'm talking just about when you got kids. Now I'm talking about when you go to church and you listen to the preacher, and maybe he says, you know, I'm not going to do this or that or this or that because they told me not to. I believe we ought to have church in the parking lot. I'm scared to death. Glory to God. Put your trust in God. Don't stand up and tell the people, I got no faith in God, so you don't need to have it either, because I've seen that too much already. Glory to God. I want to be one of them gets in trouble for opening the church doors like some of them did. Hallelujah. Because they didn't listen to man. They was listening to the Spirit of God. And standing up and making a stand, making a difference, showing people who you can trust. Glory to God. And I trust God to give me what to say. Hallelujah. You stand up in church on Sunday. When the preaching's over, a lot of times, they'll say, anybody got a testimony they want to give before we leave? And people will stand up a lot of times and testify for God. Glory to God. Don't think what you're going to say. Just stand up, open your mouth, and God will fill it. He'll run out the words and it'll touch somebody's heart and might bring them to the Savior. If you sit there and think about what you're going to say and try to make it sound pretty and eloquent and all that, they won't nobody listen anyway. Glory to God. Half of them know the trouble you've been through. Glory to God. Don't tell them every week about the same thing. Tell them how good God's been that week. Tell them how good he's been today. Hallelujah. Speak as the oracles of God. Glory. That's what it's all about. Hallelujah. People quit speaking for God. They're speaking for themselves. They're speaking from their heart. Amen. When they ought to be speaking from his. Hallelujah, God. I just think that right now is time. People, this may be a deep subject tonight. Sometimes it's kind of hard to grasp. Praise God. But you know what? We got to get a hold of this word of God. And we got to let it get a hold of us. Because it's time right now. That we get into the Word, and the Word gets into us, and then the Spirit of the living God that comes on the inside speaks through us. Hallelujah. It won't be you talking anymore. It'll be the words of God that come out your mouth. It'll be the Word of God that guides your soul and your house, your home, your children. Glory to God. That's what it's all about. And other people will see that in you, and they'll know that you speak truth, because you can't deny what God puts out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to flip over a little further here and go out of John chapter 12. And I'm going to start in about verse 44, and I'm going to read down to through 50. Jesus cried and said, he that believeth on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. You see, he said, me and my Father are one. You remember when Jesus said that? He said, if you've seen me, you've seen him. He said, I'm come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. A friend, if Jesus has come in, there's a light that'll shine out of you that can't no man deny. I've had been at work and never tell a soul, just go to work in a plant. And they come up to you and say, you're a Christian, aren't you? Because they can see it in you. They see the light of God that shines forth. They hear your speech and know it's not yours. Somebody's giving you the words to say. And said, if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. You see, when he speaks a word into you, and you want to knock that word down and speak your own words, then the word that he spoke to you will judge you in the last day. That's what he's telling you. If you don't believe him when he speaks into your heart enough to speak them words to somebody, and glory to God, then you don't believe that word. You don't believe Jesus. That's what he's telling us tonight. Now, glory to God, I know what I'm talking about. For a long time, something would come to me to tell somebody when I was praying for them. And I'd get to thinking, is that me or is that God? Is that me or is that God? And sometimes I wouldn't say it. And it wouldn't be just a few minutes. Somebody else would go up there and lay hands on them and tell them what I was supposed to have told them. And I learned to trust God. I learned to just open my mouth. When he puts it in there, let her fly. It'll always be right. You won't never have nothing wrong. Because glory to God, when God gives it to you, it's for a purpose. It's to achieve something. It's to help somebody. It's to edify somebody. Glory to God, to bring them closer to the master. Glory to God. He said, he that rejected me and received not my words, and that one that judges him, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. Glory to God. Jesus didn't speak his own words, he said. Hallelujah. He said, I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. Now, friends, I'm going to tell you something. If you're in church and you claim to love Jesus Christ, then you need to be as Jesus Christ. If God tells you something to speak, that's what you need to speak. Jesus Christ had to wait on the Father. What he heard him speak, that's what he spoke. What I'm preaching tonight, glory to God. If we're up in church and we're ministering, or we're just testifying, or we're telling them what good things God's done out in public, out in Walmart, wherever we're at, glory to God, the words that God gives you, speak them. Because the Spirit inside you is bringing the words out of you. Don't hold back on God. Turn loose and let God have his way in you. Glory to God. Too many preachers today, glory to God, I said it before, they come to church, they got their sermon wrote out on a piece of paper, and they get up there and start reading it. Glory to God. Let me tell you something about that, preachers. Hallelujah. You're not giving God space to him to straighten you out and give you what you need to say. There may be something else that's needed to help somebody that's there, but you've done got it wrote out, and you're not about to change because that's what you decide to preach. It's not supposed to be you, praise God, that decides to preach something. It's supposed to be the Holy Ghost that gives you utterance of what to speak. It ain't supposed to be man. It's supposed to be God. It's supposed to be our Father in heaven that speaks through us. That's why he makes his abode inside us, and he can use us as vessels of honor unto him and his son. Glory to God. You get up there, and they'll say, for the next 10 weeks, I'm going to be doing a series on this. How do you know that's what God wants? It may be a week that somebody comes in that's lost and undone, that's on drugs and alcohol, and you up there preaching how they built the temple. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. The temple is you. You are the temple of God. Hallelujah. So you worried about how they built it, how they laid the stone, how everything was engraved. Glory to God. You better look how you're engraved. Are you listening to God and letting him lead you? Because you can't lead nobody if God don't lead you first. Glory to God, I'm telling you the truth. It's time to get back to that old time. Hold your nose to the grindstone. A gospel, praise God. One that we talk about fire and brimstone and smoke and torment. And then we can talk of glory and forever in the presence of God, in the presence of the angels, never wanting nothing, never hurting. Glory to God. We can preach that, but glory to God, we got to preach it from God. We can't preach it from ourselves. My heart's not big enough not to be outdone, outdo God, and to bring a word that's better than what he can bring. Yours ain't either. Friend, we've been walking on eggshells in the big churches lately. They're afraid to preach something that might offend somebody. Oh, my offering might go down. Friend, let me tell you something. God's your provider, not that offering plate. God's the one that'll feed you. God's the one that'll clothe you. God's the one that'll make you a way. Glory to God. He said, we walk by faith, not by sight. Don't look in that basket. Just know there's going to be enough. Hallelujah. Because that's what's wrong today. Everybody's in it for something. I'm in it for God. And if you're not, you're going to waste away. Hallelujah. I praise God tonight. I've done got to feeling good, folks. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, God, he wants me to get up and say what he tells me to say. He don't want me to get up and to just speak about whatever comes. Have you ever heard the preacher get up, be preaching, and all of a sudden he's kind of off track? He said, oh, I didn't mean to get the running rabbit. That means I lost track of what I was saying because it wasn't coming from God, and I got off the telling tales. That's what that means, folks. Glory to God. Do you understand? That's exactly what that means. I've been to church so many times, and a preacher get up there and get to talking about an old man he used to know, maybe lived up the woods summers. He used to go see him, this, that, the other, and all of a sudden you'll just stop and go, oh, I didn't mean to get running rabbits. Let me get back to what I was preaching. That's because it wasn't God preaching you. That was you trying to preach God. That's what that was.
Come on.
Hallelujah. And the people don't understand it. They say, boy, he just wasn't on track today. No, he wasn't, because God wasn't doing the preaching. He was. And when God does the preaching, it'll fall in line with the Word of God every time, all the way through. It'll touch a soul. It'll see somebody saved. It'll see somebody healed. You can see the miracles of God work. Glory to God. But when we do it in ourselves, we don't have no power. But when we do it in the Holy Ghost, Satan gets scared. Satan will run off.
Amen.
He'll go hide somewhere because there's more power than he can deal with that. When you preach like that, there's something fixing to happen. There's some prophesying fixing to go on. There's some healing might take place. There's some redeeming might happen in somebody's life. Glory to God. Because you're speaking in God and not you. You get you out of the way where God can be all in all. Let him be in charge and see what happens in your church. Glory to God. That's what it's about today. Ain't about me. James Miles can't do nothing in himself, but the one that's in James Miles can do all things. Hallelujah, God.
Yeah.
And I just thank him tonight, because it ain't about me. It's not about you. It was that Bible what wrote about us. It was wrote about him.
Amen.
And if we're going to follow it, we need to follow it all. Here's what it says over here in 1 Peter. Chapter 4, verse 11. It says, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. See, he just told us, when we speak, we got to speak as the oracle of God. You remember what the oracles was, went before the kings, that hear ye, the king's coming, he's making a proclamation. They get out and they spoke the words the king give them. Well, that's what we do, friend. We go, and we're right before Jesus because he's fixing to come back. And we're telling the world, you better get ready. You better get your house in order. You better sweep the closets out. You better clean out one of the rugs. You better get the cobwebs down. It better be clean. The master's coming. Glory to God. Clean your house. Clean your family. Clean everything up. Hallelujah, God. We're speaking. The king is coming. The king is coming. The king is coming. And it won't be long. Glory to God. I want to proclaim him. I want to be an oracle of God that goes out and speaks the coming king. Hallelujah. He won't be a lamb this time, the Bible said, but he'll be a lion of the tribe of Judah, come back to judge and to put people where they need to be. The ones that would not serve him into a lake of fire, and the ones that did serve him with their whole heart, he bring them up to heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To be with him forever and ever, never to hurt, pain, cry, none of that no more. Friend, that's what we got to be. But I want to read just a little bit more right here. Because out of that same chapter, it says this in verse 17. For the time has come that judgment must first begin at the house of God. And if it
Amen.
First begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Oh, glory. He's telling you, judgment ain't going to start with the sinners. He knows they're sinners. Judgment's going to begin at the house of God. If you're
Amen.
Going in there and you're trying to witness, testify, get up, prophesy, speaking in tongues, whatever you're doing, you better let God do it. Hallelujah. You need to get out of the way and let God do the speaking. You need to just let your mind go and let God fill your mouth. Hallelujah. That's what he requires of us. It's just like Jesus Christ. We must speak the words which the Father gives us. Glory to God. We can't make up our own way. We can't say it our way. We need to say it his way. If it hurts somebody's feelings, oh well, that may be what it takes to save them. If you've got to tell your children, if you don't change your way, you're going straight into the lake of fire, and they get mad at you, and they don't talk to you for several months, it might save their soul. But if you keep patting them on the back, it's all right. Let me bail you out this time. Let me carry you to rehab for the fifth time. Let me do this. Let me do that to help you out, kid. You know what? You're just keeping them in sin. You're not helping them. You're not loving them. And glory to God, it's the same way in the church when you pat them on the back and tell them it's all right. God loves you anyway. Yes, he does, but he'll also judge you anyway too. And he will tell the truth. He cannot lie. He's not a man that he should lie. And glory to God, it says in this word that we need to speak as God gives us the words to say, not as I think of myself, because I might be wrong, but God never has been.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank
think about
Jesus.
That, folks. I want y'all to think about that hard tonight, that when judgment starts, it's going to start at the house of God. It's not going to start out here with Hitler and Stalin and all these that's murdered so many people over the years. God knows where they're going. But the people that's in the house of God that claims to be his, that gets out and slips around and does everything else, that will never speak as God gives them utterance because they're so much smarter than him. I'll get a word up that's better than that. You can't get nothing better than what God gives you. You're not as big as God. You're not as mighty as God. You're not as smart as God. You don't know as much as God. You haven't seen as much as God. He's eternal, and you're just temporary. Glory to God. It's like having a temporary hand in a plant. You got hands in there maybe work 20 years there, and they're real good. They know everything they're doing. You bring a temporary hand in and work them 6 months, they think they know all they're doing, and they'll mess stuff up. That's exactly the way we are. We're just temporary here. We're not trained fully. Glory to God. We wasn't there when the word was spoken. We wasn't there when the world began. We wasn't there when the light came on. Glory to God. But God was. Why more can you not trust him? Why can't you lean to him? He said, lean not to your own understanding. In other words, you read the Bible, and then you expect your little mind to wrap around everything he's saying and get it perfect. Why do you think there's so many denominations in this world today? Because people can't agree on what it's even saying. And if they Amen. Get the Spirit of God, they'll know what it's saying. It is spiritually discerned. It was spiritually given. Glory to God. And it'll be spiritually understood. And that's the only way you can get it. But this Word of God is very plain. That even Jesus had to speak what the Father spoke. And friends, we do too. If we're going to do any good for God, any good in this world, make our stand for the Lord, we're going to have to speak what God tells us to.
Amen.
We can't play with it anymore. You can't be one of them that just holds on because, well, that's not exactly how I believe it. God don't care how you believe it. He means how he wrote it. He wants you to understand what he meant, not what you think it means. Hallelujah. I've been in that shape, too. I've argued with people. Oh, that ain't the way I see it. Let me tell you something. What I see ain't got nothing to do with it. It's the way God sees it. It's what it was meant to accomplish in our hearts, in our lives, in our children's lives, in our grandparents' lives, as far backwards as there is and as far forward as it goes. It's meant to achieve something in us. It's meant to bring us under the subjection of God Almighty. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And if we can't do that and yield in to his mighty hand, oh, I know these preachers out there tonight fuming at me. Oh, he's throwing off. He must have heard me preach. I ain't heard half of you preach, not even close to it. I tell you this, if you've been preaching the way I said it, you better repent right now. Get on your knees. And tell God, you know I've been doing exactly what that man said. And God, I know that you filled his mouth tonight. Glory to God, because his heart's pouring out. Hallelujah. And he said that you told me I got to speak in the words of God just like Jesus did. I'm worshiping Jesus, and I'm thinking I'm better than him, and I can speak my words and still get it done. Then, friends, you need to repent. You need to get down and pray. And when you go to church next time, you need to tell your flock, I'm sorry, and I apologize. I've been doing it this way, and he said do it this way. Friend, that's what this is about tonight. You want to be the biggest man in town? When you do something wrong, you go apologize for it. See how much you grow in the grace of God and the favor of God. Because saying I'm sorry is a whole lot harder than arguing with somebody, thinking you're right. Tonight, I'll tell you this, I love everybody. Preachers, ain't one of you out there that I don't love you. There ain't none of you out there I wouldn't like to come preach in your church. Wouldn't like to have you come and let me hear you. Glory to God, that's what it's about. But if you're going to come and bring something that you made up, I don't really want to hear it. But if you want to come and preach in the Holy Ghost, well, I want to hear that. I want to get set on fire by it. Because that's what God does in my soul. And if he's not doing you that way, Brother Yearwood said your wood's wet. I'm telling you this, you may not have no wood left. You've let the fire go plumb out. If that don't touch you when the Holy Ghost speaks. So tonight, remember this. Judgment's going to start first at the church with us. It's going to start with the pastors, the leaders, the bishops, whatever you want to call them, in the churches, and it's going to come down the ranks. It's going to come down to the Sunday school teacher. It's going to come down to just the people in the pews. It's going to come down to the membership. But all of us is going to be judged before this world. Because we either get in or we don't. And it's what we do that's going to get us there. Until next time I get to come on here, boy, I love y'all. Love you, Sister Betty, and all of you. Just pray God bless you. Just so richly that you can't even hold his blessings. That's what I pray tonight. All of our listeners on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, this old man loves you. But remember, when you talk, you got to do it like God says. When we worship, we got to do it like God says. Because he's going to tell us if we're wrong or not. And you only got one shot at this. Better make sure your aim is true and your aim is for Jesus. I'll give it back to you, Sister Betty.
Praise the Lord. Good message, and everybody needs to heed to it, too. We got Timothy coming to sing a few songs for us, so just worship the Lord with him. Keep your mind on God, and just let God bless you tonight.
And I think this song will go along with it right here. I just now thought of it, and it's talking about Moses. You know, God told him that he would open his mouth. A voice came from a burning bush. God said, Moses, I'll choose you. Moses said, now surely there's someone else you can use. I just don't have what it takes to set your people free. God said, just do what I say. And leave the rest to me, cause I will be whatever you need, whatever you need, leave it to me. God speaks the word to us today as we go to heal it at. Lord, while me, you know I'm not equipped to do the task. He said, my child, I am and I will be what I will be. And when it's done, you'll know that I'm in all I said I'd be. Cause I am. I will be whatever you need. I am. I am. I am. Whatever you need, leave it with me. I am. I am. I am. I will be whatever you need. I am. I am. I am. Whatever you need, leave it to me. I am. Whatever you need, leave it to me.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
God.
Glory.
I've got to get up, get up, get out of business. They're sold out, I'm sold out. Determined come what may, I gotta tell someone who has work. Gotta do my part, friends who work. Gotta get up, yeah, get it down, God wins today. I'm happy in the Lord, as anyone can be. He's building with the Spirit, and keeps on blessing. Oh, look at what the Lord has done. He turned my life around. If my story is part of me, how can I cast it down? I've got to get up, get out, get about my business. They're sold out, I'm sold out. To turn and come one day. I've got to tell someone who has the word. Got to do my part. Get up in about God's business today. Can I get a witness of what the Lord has done? If anybody all across this world is just by the blood, only see some working. Don't sit there on the shelf. You got to tell somebody. Take me to the top. I want to get up. Get up, get it about your business. We're sold out, I'm sold out. The term is called what's made. I'm gonna tell someone who has the word. Gonna do my part, spread the word. Gonna get up, get out, get about your business today. You gotta put into your face, your hand to the plow. You got to make a difference in the here and now. Get up, get out, get about your business. They're sold out, I'm sold out. The term has come what may. I'm going to tell someone who has the word. Got to do my part, pray the word. Got to get up, get out, get about your business today. I'm gonna get up, get out of my shit, my God's business. Yeah. Oh, 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 now the Paul and Silas in prison for preaching. Let the voices sing a song at midnight. Now wonder how Stephen with dignity and grace could look into the face of death, giving God the praise. They had passion for the gospel. Great passion for the law. And amazing things they cannot see. And his love for God and for all. And all the Jesus loves you and me. I'm always holding to the saints of your church. So he wrote there for the life of love to me. Don't say that keeps trying to tear my faith apart. I'll make her by the passion that's rooted in my heart. And for the passion, for the gospel, break the passion for the Lord. Our soul, determination, follow Jesus. No matter what I'm called, for the leader of God. Contradiction and faith in things I cannot see, and the love for God and my soul, and the gift of you and me, and for our condition, and faith in things I cannot see, and the love for God and my soul.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Good singing there. Good anointed singing. Brother Miles, there's not nobody else called in yet. You want to, got anything else you want to add to that?
Well, I was thinking about when, sitting here praying, I was thinking about when Jesus fasted them 40 days and nights after he's baptized in River Jordan by John. And old Satan come to tempt him when he was at his weakest stage, you know. 40 days, most people starved to death. Jesus didn't. And Satan come to tempt. But you remember everything Satan said to Jesus, Jesus answered in a certain way. He answered in the Word of God. He answered what he'd heard from his Father. He didn't put his words in it. He just quoted the Scriptures to him because the Scriptures are from God. It's the Word of God. And that's what Jesus fought him with. Friend, that's what I'm trying to get through tonight is, you know, our words won't always touch people. We can be as wholeheartedly concerned about them as we can be. And speak the best we know to speak, but when God speaks through us, it'll touch a soul. And that's the way Jesus won that battle with Satan, because he spoke what his Father had spoken. And glory to God, that's
Amen.
What we've got to do. We got to speak the words from the Father. We got to speak what comes in our heart when we need to touch somebody and bring them to Jesus, to bring them out of sin, to help them when they've been pushed down by this old world and the things in it. Thrown away by people and discarded because they didn't want to do just what they want them to and stuff, because you see it every day. And glory to God, you know, it's up to us to lift them up. But we've got to do it by the Word of God. Just like Jesus did, everything he said, his Father had told him, and so he spake it. What we've got to do is listen to the Spirit of God, bring it out in such a way, glory to God, that they can't nobody deny it. Hallelujah. Because that's what it's about today. People's letting up and letting go. You know, people been to church for 35, 40 years. All of a sudden, they just quit church and fall out. Why? Because the church is dried up. They got an icicle up there preaching to them, and they're sitting on frosted pews. Ain't nobody had no fire in them in so long, because they're just preaching the words of man instead of the words of God. Just like that, I ain't going to say the church, but feller that preaches, there's many ways roads that lead to God, and God loves you just the way you are. Well, he's never read the Bible that I've got, because my Bible said that loving you just the way you are. He said you must be born again. That's what happens when you don't speak in the Word of God. People lose their fire. They lose their zeal for God, their zeal for life, They're fighting with the devil every day, and they just get tired of fighting. Praise God, you need to let them know that there's a victory in Jesus Christ, that he come and fought the battles for us. If we'll accept the victory, that victory belongs to us. That's according to the word of God. That's according to the Almighty. Praise God, that ain't according to me, and it ain't according to no man. But it's according to God, and his will for us is that we would be saved. He said, it's not my will that none should perish, but all would come to repentance. We need to be preaching that to them today more than ever before. Glory to God. You may have been a rank sinner all your life. You may have been out just running and ripping and doing everything evil. But if you'll give your heart to Jesus and turn loose of that evil, turn around and face God, glory to God, he'll still accept you. He'll still love you. And he'll still cleanse you and purify you by his precious blood. Glory to God. So saith the word of God. And it must be true, because God can't lie. Hallelujah. He's never failed anybody that trusted him. Praise God. And he never will. Hallelujah. We just need to get back that old time way of believing that when we pray, we start looking for stuff to happen because God said to. He said, lay your cares on me because I care for you, and let him care for you. Trust him for it, friend. Glory to God. That's what it's about. We need to trust God enough that when we start to say something, that we don't just get up and think about it. We ask God what to say. That's the faith that God's looking for today. He's looking for somebody got enough faith to trust him, to give them what to say. Trust him then to live by the word that he gives them. Glory to God. And you can't find that just everywhere today. You find it here and there. It ought to be everywhere. It ought to be in us. It ought to be in our children. It ought to be in our grandchildren. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In our mothers and daddies. Because they're the ones that should have taught us. And if they didn't, glory to God, then we need to be praying for them and telling them that there's a better way before they leave this world. People, don't let up right now. Don't let up right now. Glory to God. Victory is just in sight. It ain't going to be
Amen.
Just a little while. This world, you can, if you are not blind, you can see that this world is falling apart. You can see that things are going to get terrible before long. And you can watch the news, and you know how bad it is. The news is so depressing, I don't hardly watch it anymore. I used to watch it every night. I don't watch the news anymore. It's too depressing, the things that's going on, how people have turned so far from God. They believe in everything evil and everything good is bad. It's just upside down. But glory to God, one thing is always true. If God gives you a word to speak and you speak it, something's going to happen from it. And that's what
Amen.
We're preaching tonight, is let God guide you in your walk in life, but he's also got to guide you in your talk in life also. Let him give you the words to speak, just like he did Jesus. And everything's going to turn out all right. It might not, this world might not never come back together. I don't look for it to. I believe that all this is coming because the Bible said it would. I read it to you out of there. That kin's folks and all would turn them in, some of them to even be put to death. But the kin folk will be brainwashed so bad into what the devil's feeding them, glory to God, that they'll think that that's the right way to go because somebody never told them the word of God. Somebody never spoke to them in the love of God, and they have fell for the devil. That's what's happening, and we're seeing it. We're watching it. I told my
Amen.
Wife before she passed, I said, I think me and you, if you live and I live, I think we'll be here when the Lord comes back. I said, everything is winding up too fast. It's getting faster and faster and faster. It's like a snowball coming downhill. Everything is going into high gear right now. And they're trying to change America into a place you don't even know. They're changing the world. They want to change the money systems. They want to do everything. They want to put chips in us where we'll be like dogs. You know, you can't get lost because they can track you. They know you ever move. They want to do all that stuff. Glory to God. But when they do, glory to God, guess what? That eastern sky is going to break open, friend.
Amen.
And the Lord God Almighty is going to step out on a cloud. His children is going to be gathered up. Them that believe in the word of God, believe in yielding in, believe in letting their tongue be guided by God himself to speak the words that he gives them to speak, that walks in those words, lives those words, glory to God, they're going to go to a reward. But the rest of them's going to have to share eternity with Satan and the fallen angels in that lake of fire. And they're going to be there. The politicians, I don't know if we'll have many in that will make it up into heaven, because they've lied to us so much. And they ain't talking about one party or the other. The politicians have lied to us so much that I don't see how they can get there. Because my Bible says all manners of liars have their place in the lake of fire. So, friend, we need to start preaching the Word of God like it's written. We need to stand on that Word of God. Preachers, it's up to us. I know if you was acclaimed to be called to preach, you was only called to preach one thing, and that's God's Word. It ain't no series on something. It ain't what you've read in somebody's book they wrote. It ain't none of this, so saith this big-time preacher over here, so I want to repeat it. It's not what you was called to preach. You was called to preach the Word of God. And if you wasn't called, sit down and let somebody get up that is. Because it's time to quit fooling around with God. It's time to look for God, because he's fixing to come on the scene. And I love everybody. I really, really do. I try not to have nobody that I won't pray for. At least pray God forgive them, straighten their life up, love them. Let me love them, Lord, because I've got to love my enemies. That's what the Word of God says. And praise God. That ain't my word, because that's kind of hard to do. But it's God's word, and I have to adhere to it. Friend, you do too. We've got to start letting go of our big selves and get a hold of a big God, because we're not big enough to get us nowhere, but God's big enough to take us right where we want to go. And he loves you tonight. He loves you. You'll never find a better time to say, you know what? That man's right. And I speak what I always comes in my mind, I speak it. When it ought to come in my heart, and let God give it to me. If that's the way it's been,
yes, amen.
Right now, cry out to God. Ask him this, Lord, forgive me, and just guide me in your way. I want to be like Jesus. I want to speak what the Father says. I don't want to speak my words, because they don't go nowhere. But I'd love to speak in yours. And he'll give you what you pray for. He said, I'll give you your heart's desire. So if that's really what's in your heart tonight, you'll receive it, friend. And if you need saving, you need forgiving, you cry out to God. I have a mighty God. Let me tell you something. If he can forgive me the things I did, he will forgive you. He will wash you clean. He'll let you start all over with a brand new slate. Nothing behind you and everything before you. And isn't that what you really want? Ain't that what drug rehab's about? Alcohol Anonymous, all these programs they've got to help straighten the wayward youth out and all that. Isn't that what they want, is to let them have a fresh start in life? The only place you can get it is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But I guarantee you, he will supply it to you. If you'll listen, he'll talk to your heart. He'll tell you how to get it. He'll tell you just to ask me. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive. Knock and it'll be open unto you. You know, that's all we got to do is trust him and trust his word, and the rest he'll take care of. I'll turn it back to you, Sister Betty.
Okay, praise the Lord. Good word. Timothy's going to come and sing a few more songs for us to just worship the Lord with him. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, I'm going to sing this song right here. It says, I don't need to see the way ahead. I only need to hear the shepherd's voice. I don't know if I've ever done this one on here before, but I'll sing it for y'all. I'm only sheep grazing in the field that's been provided. I follow close behind the one who's led me all the way. He watches o'er his tender flock with vision undivided. For God
morning everything I need, with mercy every day. The shepherd leads the sheep on his winding narrow road. Green grassy fields and shady pastures by the river's flow. I'm not driven down his path, I follow my soul. I don't need to see the way ahead. I only need to hear the shepherd's voice. He speaks the quiet, peaceful tones with love and compassion, starting every step I take. I know I'm in his care, and though the path grows dark and dim, I'll follow his direction. I may not know what lies ahead, but I know he will lead me there. The shepherd leads the sheep on his winding narrow road. Green grassy fields and shady pastures by the river flow. I'm all driven down this path I trod. I follow him by choice. I don't need to see the way ahead. I only need to hear shepherd's voice. I don't need to see the way ahead. I only need to hear the shepherd's voice.
Praise the Lord. All we need to hear is the shepherd's voice. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See that. Amen. We got another call in. 706, come on in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
It's my brother Billy Kingler calling in from Vaughan Airport Gospel Church. How y'all doing?
Praise the Lord.
We're blessed. Go ahead and obey God.
Amen. Well, I think we're in Luke, ain't it, 21 and 15. For I will give you your mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor rest, and you shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsmen folks and all kind and friends, and some of you shall surely they cause to be put to death. Number 17 is, and then you shall be hated for all men for my name's sake. You know, we're talking about, you know, he said it up there. He said, I'll give you mouth and wisdom to go along with it. But some of them got the mouth, but they don't got no wisdom to go with it, you know. And sometimes, you know, I've done it sometimes when I get up to preach and I lose track sometimes of where I'm supposed to be at, and all of a sudden he gives me what to say, and I know what to say then, but I don't want to speak out sometimes if it's not God giving it to me, I don't want to give it to nobody else. But, you know, you can tell the ones that's right with God and the ones that ain't right with God because of their language. And I know when I got right with God that he gave me a brand new language, and I didn't have to worry about that old language no more. It wasn't fit for nothing, you know. But a lot of people, they say, oh, I love Jesus, and they want to, you could see them in town or something, that are just chawing at everybody, everything, causing disturbance, you know. And Matthew said, you know, in Matthew, he talked about, says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. But there's some of them that say they have the Holy Ghost, but when it comes to, in other words, it's hard to, you can tell a tree by the fruit it bears, praise the Lord. And if that apple tree not bearing apples, well, you know good and well that that's not an apple tree. If you look up on it and you see oranges on there and you say you can't call it an apple tree, because we know by the word of God that when you open your mouth, it can't be downgrading somebody. He can't be mouthing, discriminating somebody, that putting them down that's already down. But when God gives you a word to give to them, that's what I always wait up on. I say, Lord, if I go to talk to someone or something, you know, or talk to them on the phone, you know, I ask the Lord, well, give me what to say. And, you know, he will do that.
Amen.
But notice there in 15, mouth, there on 15, it says, and I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor rest. I guess I got that right. But, you know, you got to have wisdom. You can't just go, and I've seen a lot of preachers get up there and the Holy Ghost to be moving, then they'll get up there and want to testify now, and they'll say something, and it'll just kill the spirit. And that's when you know that's not the word of God, because if it was, it wouldn't kill the spirit like that. And if you bring it to some of them's attention, the first thing they holler, you judging me. Well, you know, we're not judges, but Brother Raymond, you come to our church, he said we're fruit inspectors, praise God.
Yeah.
And we can judge a tree. He said, judge a tree by the fruit it bears. If it's not bearing the right kind of fruit, you know, it ain't no good. Like the fig tree that wasn't bearing, and he told him to cut it down and burn it. But, you know, you've got to have that wisdom of God. You got to be a peacemaker. You can't get, when someone's fighting and arguing, if you can't get right in there and go to chawing out one another with them, because, you know, once you get them, you try to give them the word of God and they go arguing over the Bible, you know, neither one of you is right, praise God.
Amen.
But you got to have the wisdom of God. And he says, wait upon the Lord, and he said, I'll give you what to say in this same self-hour. But, you know, we can't let our hearts be hardened. If you got the love of God in you, you're going to wait up on his word to give somebody. You're going to wait on him to anoint your lips, praise God. You ain't going to just go out there and start jawing on somebody. And, you know, you can't pray for them, then turn around and give them some advice to go and do evil to somebody, to get back at them. That's not the Holy Ghost. That's not the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God, he settles things, and it's the smooth. And he lets you know, everybody that's involved in anything, that he still loves you. And he's wanting his children arguing like that. So we should wait up on the word of God to give us the knowledge and wisdom what to say to someone. And, you know, it ain't too late, but, you know, you take somebody out there that's lost and undone, and you want to go to them. You don't want to give them a few words, you know, that they might say, oh, I used to do that. You don't want to go testify and tell them things that you used to do when you was a sinning. Because they'll say, hey, well, if you done it, I can too. But, you know, we got to show them the word of God, and we got to let them understand that when you come across a child of God, you got a whole new language. You got a whole new outlook in life. And they say, well, how do you know? Well, I can testify because it happened to me, praise God. I'm a living example of it. And he made us in the image of his. We were made in the image of God, praise God. And he said, I'll give you a mouth and anointing and wisdom. But you got to have that wisdom any time in life. If you got the Holy Ghost, and if you want to win people over and show them to, you know, some of them, they go into a church house and they ain't nothing but arguing in there. And they'll say, huh, if I got that, I'd just stay out here in the world, you know. But you got to watch how you handle people. And I think Sister Gladys a while back talked about they're picking them while they're green. When they first come to the altar, then they'll come up to them and start telling you better quit this, you got to quit that, and you got to quit this. But you got to let them know. Not, you can't just go ahead and pile all that on them. Because they say, you know, as you go, so it be unto you. If you like knowledge and wisdom, all you got to do is ask for it. And I did. You know, when the Lord saved me, you know, I just wanted to get all I could get of it. And the pastor didn't have to tell me when to get baptized. I told him. And he said, I was hoping you would be the bringing it up. He said, some of them I have to talk to them. But I got baptized in a horse trough. In the middle of winter, there was ice in it. We didn't have no creek or nothing to go to, no Baptist then. And, you know, the anointing was still in him. Because I wanted to go down. I got tired of living the life that I did. And I say things that weren't real, that this hurt people's feelings. And there's some still church people today that will do that. They'll say things to you that knowing that it's going to hurt your feelings. But that's not a God. He's love. He's love, and he'll give you knowledge and wisdom what to say for someone that's down and out on their luck and never been to church. But they've heard it, and you know, they've heard this gospel has been preached all over the world. And there's no excuse saying that you've never heard it. At one point in time that you've heard the gospel, and if you're a child of God, you're going to know that that's the word of God because it's supposed to come from a heavenly Father, praise God.
Amen.
And if I have to change, and if he changed my language when I got right, praise God, he should change everyone that say, hey, I'm a child of the King, you know. Every one of them's language is going to be changed, praise God. And every time you talk to somebody, and like this lady I was working with, she was Church of God, and every day I'd mash my finger or something, and I'd get mad, and I'd just mortally cuss her out. And she'd stand there and grin at me. And she said, I'll pray for you. But when I come in from work one Monday morning, and I mash my finger again, I said, oh, Jesus. And she jumped up off her seat, coming running nowhere. You've been somewhere. I mean, I didn't have to tell her because she knows it. She said, there's something to change in you. You've been somewhere. Now tell me. Tell me if I'm wrong. I said, I went to church and went to the altar. She said, praise God, I've been praying for you a long time. But, you know, you don't have to tell somebody you changed. They should be able to see it in you and hear it in you, praise God. You shouldn't be able to go around singing them country songs like had a tear in my beer. You know, all that junk. I ain't listened to them in so long, I can't even tell you who's singing or not, but you should be walking around and hollering and singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Praise God. You can tell a difference in someone. As far as just going out and just say, God, give me this, and God, give me that to tell you, and God, give me this to tell you. And it don't change nobody's life. So it really, God tell you. And, you know, but we got to know the Word of God ourselves. We got to read the Bible ourselves. But when someone does try to give you some rotten doctrine that you won't have to eat it, you don't have to take it. And God's not going to hold it against you. One time I had this lady tell me I was out of church a whole lot. And she was laying out more than I was. And then one night she was praying over me. Then she told me that she said, God said to tell you you better set your house in order. And I looked at it right there in prayer line. I said, I don't believe that. And she said, why? I said, why would he tell me to straighten my house out and yours is worse than mine? You see, sometimes God gives people things for themselves. And when he gives me a message to preach or to teach on, I first have to take that into consideration myself and say, hey, is this what's going on in my life? I have to look in the mirror every now and then.
Come on.
And say, Lord, are you talking to me or everybody else? And sometimes you know that you get up there and you know that someone there and you know them because they're family and you already had a message picked out to give them, but you know it's going to upset them. But then when you get up there and start preaching, that the Lord will change it around, change it, and give you knowledge and wisdom to speak to speak it in the right way to where they don't get upset is what I'm trying to say. You just can't come out and low-rate them and down them because they say, well, you know my situation, and that's not of God. But, you know, if you give it to them in a loving kind of way, and it's going to help them instead of hurt them anymore. And that's why we got to wait upon the wisdom of God. We got to wait on the unchanging hand. We got to wait. We got to wait till we're trying to get all of our brothers and sisters to go home with us, what we're trying to do. And it ain't that hard to do. And you don't have to give up nothing. And you don't have to go fight about it. There's plenty of room. I mean, there's plenty of room. He said, I'm going to heaven to prepare a mansion for you. I mean, we got our own mansion. And so we don't have to fight over them. This is just a resting place here. It's just a stopping place for us to make it to heaven, praise God. And if we can't get along down here, we sure ain't going to get along in heaven because you ain't going to get it past them pearly gates. But once you know and taste of that heavenly gift, once you taste of that word of God, and once you feel him in your heart and your mind, praise God, and then you're going to say, ooh, Lord, where you been all this time? Well, the Lord been right there with you. We the ones should be looking for him, praise God.
Yes.
And you know, but the world just don't want to give up. And they want to, like I say, I've seen them get out of church and the church been nearly over. And then right there in front, right there in the church, they would go to one of them would want to testify and another jumps up, oh, you ain't nothing but a liar. And you know, I thought, wow. This needs to be, you know, handled somewhere else. And yeah, Lord quit moving in the prayer line because that took place. You know, I've not only seen it before, I've seen it several times. And once there's confusion, you just well forget it because the Holy Ghost is not in the middle of no confusion.
Right.
But, you know, if you have a situation like that, you say, let's all go to the altar and pray together. Let's all do this together. Let's go to the altar and pray. Let's get this right. We don't want to go home and let the sun go down on the ground. Let's talk to God about it. And ask God to give you the words to say to them that will smooth them and you know, calm the peace and let the peace of God, what I'm trying to say, come down to them. But you got to have the knowledge and wisdom of God to do these things. You can't just join in there and tell them what you used to do. And they say, well, right. If you done it, I can do it, praise God. But we got to say, hey, look what a life that we got now. It's the most beautiful life. I don't have nothing to brag about down here, but I'm telling one thing, that how heaven is beautiful. Our revelations, you know, they tell them about the street of gold, the tree of life, you know, and the river of life, and you know, you start doing, and I talked to a few of them like that one time, and they just, all of them were sinners, but they was taking it in. And I said, you don't have to take my word for it, but go to the Bible when you get home and read it for yourself. And they said, well, you the first one ever told us that. I said, well, really? I said, but don't take my word for it. And I even had them bringing Bibles at lunchtime when we sat down and take a break. I had my own Bible sitting there with passages one lady kept it and had passages and things from scripture marked where I'd read that thing for about like 8 years. And that, you know, I'll go by every now and then and somebody be having problems. Well, they'll sit there and they take my Bible and read them markings places in there, you know, and they'd get up and go back to work. And, you know, it's, you don't have to beat the Word of God in them, but you do need the wisdom of God. You do
yes,
need
Lord.
The knowledge and wisdom of God to lead them. So let me introduce you to this friend of mine. He puts out the sun to shine. He kisses the flowers every morning with you. And he's not too busy to take care of you, praise God. And you know, that's just the way we need to be right there. You know, there should be no hatred if we was a child of God, no hatred in their hearts. It should be all love and peace and kind and joy and charity. And, but a lot of that stuff is in this world is gone today. That's why it's getting worse for every day. And I don't see what's keeping it together right now. The Lord is, but it's worse than now, and I believe it in Sodom and Gomorrah, praise God.
Yep, I do too.
There's no love, and the families don't have love for one another. You know, and that's scriptures for that. And even the fathers against the sons and the daughters against the mothers. And there's all that corruption going on. But, you know, we have got hope and peace in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If we want peace and love, and if we want somebody to love us, you feel like that you're maybe a homeless person or someone living by yourself. And if you want somebody to love you and if you want somebody to talk to, sit there and eat your supper and talk to. I've had them at work tell me I was crazy. They didn't know who I was talking to. Praise God. They said, who you talk to? Are you crazy? And I said, that's right. I'm crazy. The Holy Ghost got my mind. And so if you're in that shape and all you got to do is talk to Jesus and say, hey, you want to be a friend of mine? I need a friend. But praise God, that's what it's going to take to get each and every one of us to heaven. And if you don't have the knowledge and wisdom to talk to people and to witness to people and testify, well, he says, you have not because you ask not.
Yes,
so there's no excuses, you know. But we got to hold on to ever-changing hand. And we got to have knowledge and wisdom to talk to people. And but that's, I'll turn it back over to you, Sister Betty, and that's about all I got to say right now.
Okay, we appreciate you coming on, Brother Billy. 706, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at. Brother Willie? Brother Willie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
Okay. Go ahead and obey the Lord.
Okay. Well, praise the Lord. It's good to be back on the red. Praise the Lord. It's good to hear Brother Miles back again. We could pray for him last week. We was praying for him, and so it's good to hear his voice back again.
And I appreciate
the Lord's
it.
The week. Praise the Lord. We just thank God, praise the Lord, for the blessings. And now we're coming at Luke 21:15. Don't think what to say. Let the Lord fill your mouth. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because, you know, a lot of times we go to things and sometimes we go to places and we go to, and you know. And if we just pray, we got to be prayed up. You know, we got to be prayed up. We got to be seeking God. Amen. Praise the Lord with everything. Amen. Praise the Lord. And, but, you know, Luke chapter 21, I'm going to begin to read from verse 8. Amen. Praise the Lord. And see what Jesus is talking about. You know, Jesus wants to prepare his people from that time, amen, praise the Lord, because he knew there was going to be time where his disciples, where his people would be before a false judges or false lawyers or false accusers, amen, praise the Lord. So he was telling them, amen, praise the Lord, to not worry because God is going to take care of his people. You know, he always takes care of his. Amen. Praise the Lord. And this is what he said. And we're going to read from Luke chapter 21, begin verse 8. And he said, "Take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time right near. Go ye not therefore after them. But when ye shall hear our words and commissions, be not terrified. For these things must first come to pass, but the end it is not by and by. Then said he unto thee, Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And a great earthquake shall be in divers places, and famine and pestilence and fearful sight, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, deliver you out to the synagogue and unto prisons, and being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall atone to you for a testimony. Settle therefore in your heart, not to meditate before what you shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay, no resist." Amen. Praise the Lord. So, you know, and that's something that, amen, praise the Lord, that God wants for us to realize, amen, praise the Lord, what is going to happen to us. You know. I've been in court a few times. People took me to court for, you know, I said, you know, really, I don't read a few times, and there was, I don't know really why. But anyway, but, you know, when people took me to court, they was well educated, you know, there have been the teachers, there have been, well educated people, you know, and everything. Amen, praise the Lord. And then when this army coming in, you know, I heard them say, you know, they're kind of pulling the thing. You know, they had a suitcase in their hands, they had, you know, they had suits, and man, I just have a little paper for, you know, the court day. That's all I had in my hand. And they just knew they was going to turn me up. Amen, praise the Lord. But, you know, I just went, and amen, praise the Lord. I prayed before I got that and everything. Amen, praise the Lord. But, you know what? Amen, praise the Lord. God showed me the thing. God showed me, amen, praise the Lord, that he was God. You know, I didn't have to say much. You know, the judge done everything. But thank God, because he was, she was on my side, you know. Amen, praise the Lord. And, you know, she just dismissed the case because there really was nothing. They had nothing to do with me. Amen, praise the Lord. But, you know, anyway, this is talking, amen, praise the Lord, about a spiritual and the spiritual things too, is it? Amen, praise the Lord, because, you know, we are blessed in America right now. We're blessed in America because we are not going to the judges because of preaching. We are not going to the judges because we're Christian or because we give a trust. Amen, praise the Lord. We got a mate in America. Amen, praise the Lord. But, you know, the thing about it is we got a mate right now. But, you know, amen, praise the Lord. There's a lot of people coming against us. There's a lot of people coming against the church. I'm talking about people, the administration and the White House. That's against the church. That's against Christians. Amen, praise the Lord. And they come to destroy God's work. Amen, praise the Lord. But I tell you what, we got to be praying. We got to be praying and believe in God. Amen, praise the Lord. Because there's going to be time when the church is going to be persecuted. I believe before the Jesus Christ come on the clouds to take the church home, I believe there's going to be a persecution. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. And I believe people's going to go, amen, praise the Lord, to jails. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what he's talking about. Do not worry about what to say. Do not think, you know, do not even worry about what to say. Just believe in God. Believe, because he's going to take care of his people. He always takes care of his people. Amen, praise the Lord. He took care of Joseph when he went to Egypt. Amen, praise the Lord. And God found favor in Joseph. Amen, praise the Lord. And guess what? Even Pharaoh found favor in Joseph. Amen, praise the Lord. Because when God is in the situation, amen, praise the Lord, there's no devil. You know, that's what Jesus said. I police rock up your my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Amen, praise the Lord. Because and we are his church. We are his people. Amen. He's going to take care of us. Amen, praise the Lord. Do not worry about things, what we say. what we're going to say. Well, don't worry about it. You know, a lot of people ask me, say, well, they say, how do you read the Bible and remember scriptures? I say, well, sometimes I read the Bible and two, 3 days later, two, 3 hours, I don't remember much of what I read. I said, but I'll tell you what. One thing I know, amen, praise the Lord, when you start talking to somebody about God, that scripture will come to your mind. That scripture will come to you. Every, you know, our mind is like a computer. We got a brain. You know, the computer got a brain. We got a brain. All you got to put is the Word of God in there. You got to put the Word of God, amen, praise the Lord. I know, amen, praise the Lord, a lot of people say, well, I don't have to study. I don't have to read. God will fill my mouth. But I'll tell you what, you have to have something in your heart. You have to have the Word of God in your heart and your mind, amen, praise the Lord. If you want God to fill it out with the Word, you won't have to study. You won't have to prove yourself. You won't have to read the Word of God. You got to study, amen, praise the Lord. And the time comes, amen, what is your ministry preaching or before counsel, before the judges, amen, you got to have the Word of God in your mind, amen, praise the Lord, because you got to put something in that, amen, praise the Lord. You know, the Bible says by the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, amen, praise the Lord. And that's why you hear all things. Everybody got to talk about the things that got in their heart. You know, you hear a lot of people full of hate. You know, well, I hate this. I hate that. I hate somebody. I hate them people. And why? Because it's what their heart is full of. It's full of hate, amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, we got to put the Word of God inside of us so we can talk to people about the Word of God, amen, praise the Lord. We can tell people, amen, praise the Lord. A lot of times people say, well, I don't like to hear the preachers because they are long-winded. Let me tell you why the preachers are long-winded, because they've been studying, they've been praying, they've been reading the Word of God, amen, praise the Lord, because they get on the Word of God and you get your heart full of the Word of God. Man, you want to get it out in one time, amen, praise the Lord. I know sometimes it's impossible. So, I mean, I know sometimes it happened to me when I said, well, I fixed it to close, and I fixed it to close. And sometimes 10, 15 more minutes or 30 minutes, I'm still talking, amen, praise the Lord. But because we got the Word of God, we got to have the Word of God in our heart, amen, praise the Lord, so they can come and, you know, so our mind can be full of the Word of God, and people can hear, amen, praise the Lord, because people's hunger and thirsty after righteousness, and God, and people need to hear the Word of God, amen, praise the Lord, have to be righteous, have to be holy, have to live holy for God, amen, praise the Lord. Give the news. Give the message from the newspaper. So give a message from some other preacher. Give a message from the computer or something. Let me tell you something. You know, you gotta have the Spirit of God. You gotta prove yourself. You gotta read the Word of God. You gotta prepare yourself. Amen. Praise the Lord. Have to preach the Word. Amen. Praise the Lord. And be able. And amen. Praise the Lord. It's like Jesus said. I'm going to read it once again. 15. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gain, say, no receive. And he will give us the wisdom of God. When we said before people come on against us, they will say, where is this man? Where is this man got this knowledge? And this, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what they were saying, amen, praise the Lord, when the disciples, and the book of Acts 18, when the disciples got filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, and began to speak with different languages, amen, there was people from different parts of the world, amen, and they said, where these people know all these languages? Because he said, we know they don't have no letters. No, we know they don't have education. But, amen, praise the Lord. But see, the thing about it is, the wisdom of God, amen, the understanding of God is not coming from this world. You can go to college all day long. You can go to college 10, 15, 20 years, amen, praise the Lord. But if you don't have the Word of God, you don't have the knowledge of God. And that's what God wants for us to do, amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. Not to have the knowledge of man, but have the knowledge of God. And that's what Paul said. He said, I can all these things as done for the excellence of the gospel. In other words, all the education that Paul had, they were not important for him because he wanted to be filled with the Holy Ghost. He wanted to speak by the Holy Ghost. He wanted the Holy Ghost to speak, not him. Amen, praise the Lord. We use the instruments in this world. We use the instruments, amen, praise the Lord. If we put ourselves in God's hands, then God's going to use us. But once again, we got it's like a guitar. You got to have the guitar tuned up. You got to have the guitar plugged up in the amp, amen, praise the Lord. You got to have it tuned up, amen, praise the Lord. And every time they come out of tune, you got to tune it back up, amen. And that's how the ministers got to be. We got to be tuned up with God, amen. We got to have the word of God, amen, praise the Lord, so we can tell the world, we tell people, amen, praise the Lord, that God is for us, amen, praise the Lord. If God be for us, who can be against us, amen, praise the Lord. I'm going to go right here in the book of Acts, chapter 8, amen, praise the Lord. And this is what Jesus was talking about, amen, praise the Lord, because Philip, praise the Lord, the Stephen begins to use, remember what Jesus told him in Luke chapter 21:15, in Acts chapter 6, in the book of Acts chapter 6, verse 9, and this is what he says, then there arose a certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the Liberians, the Cyrenians, and Alexandrians, and of them of the Sicilians and Apia, disputing with Stephen. But listen right here in verse 10. And they were not able to receive the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. So see this, and that's what, amen, and that's what Jesus was talking about right there, amen, praise the Lord, because you give people the full of the Holy Ghost, amen, praise the Lord, not a liar, not a scholar, amen, praise the Lord, he will not be able to stand against the Holy Ghost. You know, the scholars got to learn more about God or about the Word of God or whatever. But if they don't have the Holy Ghost, that ignorant person that has never been to school, that's never had no education, amen, praise the Lord, they've been praying with God, they've been reading the Word of God, amen, praise the Lord, they can stand before the scholar, they can stand before a liar, they can stand before the people that are the liar, amen, praise the Lord, and still that man can have more knowledge and wisdom, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what God wants, amen, praise the Lord. You know, the Bible says in the book of James, if any lack of wisdom, ask of God. God don't want his people to be ignorant. He wants for us to be small. He wants for us to have the knowledge of God, amen, praise the Lord. How that we going to get the knowledge of God, amen, praise the Lord. We got to study the Word of God. We got to pray. We got to seek God, amen, praise the Lord, because he's the one that gives us the wisdom, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what God calls Solomon, amen, praise the Lord. Ask me whatever you want, I will give it to you. Amen, praise the Lord. And so that's the authority of God. He said, I just want wisdom. I want wisdom, amen, praise the Lord, that we able to lead you people. Amen. And God was so pleased with that, amen, praise the Lord. Because, amen, praise the Lord, with wisdom you can do a lot of things. With wisdom can go, it's more than, amen, praise the Lord, it's more than money. And wisdom is more than the world's one, amen, praise the Lord. Wisdom of God, amen, praise the Lord, you overcome, or you are more than this world, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what God's people need to have, that we need to have the wisdom of God, amen, praise the Lord, that we can stand before people. I know there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people that come before me, and they thought they knew the Word of God, or they said they know the Bible, yeah, and they knew the Bible, but they didn't live, amen, praise the Lord. But, you know, I just listen to what they had to say and wait on the Spirit of God, amen. When the Spirit of God come upon me, I begin to talk to them what the Bible say, amen, praise the Lord, and some of them got mad, some of them didn't hear me, some heard me, amen, praise the Lord. And like I said many times, amen, praise the Lord, I know that somebody said something to me about amen, praise the Lord, what is rebellious, or man, evil man, praise the Lord, because I like to stand with the best, amen, praise the Lord, because God will give us the knowledge, God will give us the word, amen, praise the Lord, what to say. That's like a Stephen right there. See, there was mad at Stephen, amen, praise the Lord, because he had so much wisdom. We read verse 10 again. In Acts chapter 6, again, and they were not able to receive the wisdom spirit by which he spake. Then there is a suborned man, we say, we have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God, and then start out the people and the elders and the scribes and come upon him and count him and bring him to the council. Amen, praise the Lord. That was bringing him before to educated people, and they weren't able to withstand him. They weren't able to overcome the words that he had. Not because he was educated, because he was educated with the Holy Ghost. He had the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what God wants for us to have, amen, praise the Lord. He wants for us to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Not think about what to say. Not worry about what we're going to say, amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord, yes. Amen, praise the Lord. That's what when we're going to preach. I know I usually have my scriptures ready. Amen, praise the Lord. But sometimes I don't even use it. Sometimes I just use one, just open the to lay the foundation, and the rest of it, that's up to God. Amen, praise the Lord. Because no worry about what we're going to say, because once you give a hand on the anointing, you give a hand to fulfill the anointing following you, just let God have it. Just love, because he's going to fill your mouth. Amen, praise the Lord. But once again, we're going to have the word of God in our heart. We're going to have the word of God in our mind. Once again, I'm going to say the scripture. They say, amen, praise the Lord, by the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Amen, praise the Lord. Yes. Anything that you got in your heart, amen, praise the Lord. You know, you hear people all the time say about something. Amen, praise the Lord. You're talking about worldly things or talk about things, but we need to have the word of God in our heart. We got to have the word of God, amen, so we can speak, amen. That every time that our mouth opens, praise the Lord, we can glorify God, amen. That's what we're here for, to glorify his name, to give him praise, to give him glory, amen, praise the Lord. And I want to read a few more verses right here in verse 11. Books 6 and 13, and set up a false witness, which said, this man sees not to speak blasphemous or against the holy place and the Lamb. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy this place and shall change the customs which Moses delivered us. And all the said and the council looked steadfastly on him, saw his face as he has been the face of an angel. Amen, praise the Lord. And once again, amen, praise the Lord. And you stand before counselor, you stand before the amen, praise the Lord, the scholar, you stand before the smartest man in the world. Well, I'm not going to say that, because the smartest man in the world, we should be the Christians, amen, praise the Lord. We should be the godly people, the people of God, amen, praise the Lord, because we should, you know, it doesn't matter. I know a lot of people say, well, I didn't go to school, but I'll tell you what, Jesus said, amen, praise the Lord, is the God to the closet and pray to your Father which is in heaven. Amen, praise the Lord. When you go to the closet, I call the closet my college. That's where I learn things from God. That's where God teaches me things. That's where I study. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what we got to do. Amen, praise the Lord. I'd rather go to closet than go to college. Amen, praise the Lord. Because you can learn things from God. Amen, praise the Lord. You can learn things from God. Amen, praise the Lord. It's you and God, because he is our teacher. You know, Jesus told his disciples in John chapter 14. He said, when I go to my Father, I will not leave you fatherless. I will send you the Comforter that will teach you all things. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what we need, amen. If you feel with the Holy Ghost, there's no reason why you don't know everything. There's no reason why you are not know the Word of God. It's why, because the Holy Ghost is our teacher. He's our leader. Amen, praise the Lord. He's our counselor. Amen, praise the Lord. When you need to be counseled by somebody, oh, you got to go to the closet and say, the Holy Ghost, I'm here because I need to be counseled, but I got this, I got that. Amen. He's our best counselor. Amen, praise the Lord. He is our teacher. Amen, praise the Lord. If you cannot be teached by the Holy Ghost, not nobody else will teach you in this world. Amen, praise the Lord. Because that Holy Ghost, I mean, I'm talking about the Word of God. I'm not talking about worldly things. I'm not talking about lust. I'm not talking about the things that are in the world. I'm talking about the spiritual things. Amen, praise the Lord. Because that Holy Ghost will teach you all things. Amen, praise the Lord. And he will teach you. He will show things. Amen, praise the Lord. I know the sons that I want to know something. He might not give it to me then. It might take 2-3 days, a week. And sometimes he might not give it to me. And when I wake, but sometimes when I sleep, there he is. Amen. He is showing me what I want to know. Amen, praise the Lord. And I wake up next day, or sometimes I wake up then. Amen, praise the Lord. And I go back to the Bible, and I said, there it is. That's what I want to know. Amen, praise the Lord. Why? Because, amen, no worry about things, amen. No worry about people say, amen, praise the Lord. We should have the knowledge of God. We should know everything. We should be able to answer every question. I know that's what the Bible says. I believe the Spirit is talking about. He said, we'll be ready to answer every question and know the foolish questions. You know, any question that people want to know about God. Amen, praise the Lord. We should be able, amen, praise the Lord. Hallelujah to answer. We should be able to tell them, amen, praise the Lord. Because we got the Holy Ghost. We got the Spirit of God inside of us, amen, praise the Lord, that will teach us all things. That will show us, amen, praise the Lord, what we need to know, amen, praise the Lord. And don't worry about things. Don't worry about those things, amen. And once again, like I said, we better be ready. We better get the word of God inside about us, amen, praise the Lord, because I believe the time is coming, amen, praise the Lord, that we're going to have to stand before counsel. We're going to stand before, amen, praise the Lord, and judges, amen, praise the Lord, because we preach the word of God, or because we testify by God, amen, praise the Lord. But I tell you what, we got to be, amen, we got to stand, amen, praise the Lord. We got to know that we got to know we got to be like this Steve, amen. We got to stay filled with the Holy Ghost, amen, praise the Lord. Even, the, you know, the Bible says even his face was like an angel, amen, praise the Lord. Why? Because that was the Holy Ghost speaking through him. That was the Holy Ghost, amen, praise the Lord, in him. Amen, praise the Lord, that was manifest. Amen, praise the Lord. I mean, they couldn't believe. They could know there was no man that could stand against the words that he was saying. Amen, praise the Lord. Not because he went to college. He was some of them people that he didn't even go to school. He didn't have no letters. Amen, praise the Lord. But he had a wisdom of God. He had the knowledge of God. Amen, praise the Lord. He had the Holy Ghost. Amen. And he knew what to say, when to say, and how to say things. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I pray, amen, praise the Lord, that God will help us, that give us the knowledge and understanding. Amen. Praise the Lord. And don't worry about anything else. Praise the Lord. But just fill with the Holy Ghost. Fill with the Word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Be able, amen, praise the Lord, to glorify God in every word that coming out of our mouth. Amen. Praise the Lord. Be able, amen, praise the Lord, to thank you, God. Amen. And God will receive the blessings. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank God, amen, praise the Lord, for the opportunity. And I just thank God, praise the Lord, thank you for the opportunity that give us, amen, praise the Lord, be able to share the word of God, amen, praise the Lord. And we got to be ready. We got to have our mouth just open, amen, praise the Lord, just ready to speak the word of God. Let God move, amen, praise the Lord. Let God be God, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. I throw it over to you, Sister Betty.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for coming on and obeying God. And we're going to have Tim to come on and sing a few songs. And then we're going to get the prayer request. Okay, we're going to have Tim come on and sing a few songs. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
When the storms of life have been tossed me around and joy is almost gone, it never fails to lift me up, and I can hear a good Jesus song. And song of deliverance that made me play, made demons tremble and flee. And when my soul needs a touch from heaven, sing me the common melody. Oh, won't you tell me that Jesus blessed me, and he came here to give me life. And no matter what I'm going through, I know everything will be alright. I can feel my strength returning, and I'm back on that mountain top. When I hear a song of sweet deliverance straight from the heart of God. Won't you sing about a God who is mighty and strong, and tell me there's nothing he can do? When I hear somebody lifting in the, you know, makes me want to praise him too. So about the other day that is coming soon, when all the children go home, and when these storms and clouds are over, we'll sing a brand new song. Oh, tell me that he's a blessing, and he came here to give me life. And no matter what I'm going through, from the heart of God. Yeah, I can tell my strength is turning. And I'm that fool that built it tall. When I hear it call, my sweet deliverance, straight from the heart of God. It's coming down straight from the heart of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God told Abraham, you're gonna be daddy, and you can count stars. You will know how many that old man did it better. And the promises God, you just can't believe what he said. Counted it as done, cause when God makes a promise, it can't amen. Now Abraham, Sarah, where old did they be? It was the soul they never hear. How it will be, the bomb of sleep will they boil in the house. Because Abraham understood what faith is all about. We saw this promise, it can't amen. Oh, it really does matter what you're asking for the Lord, if he's a great big wonderful God. Just hold on to the promise and believe with all your heart. Know it's true, to his word, if he said, he'll do it. Just settle in your mind, you can take it to the bank. Don't keep on living wild, he's all his promise. It's getting ready. Now the devil's about to get you with misery and pain. But put your faith in action. Walk in the wrong way. All church, just remember you are Abraham's seed. Open up the scriptures and believe what you read. When God makes promise, it's always changing. Oh, it really does matter what you're asking for the Lord. Just he's a crazy, wonderful God. Just hold on to the promise and believe with all your heart. Trust him. In his word, he'll be great. Just settle in your mind. You can take it to the bank.
Right now, Brother James, do you have a prayer request?
Sorry about that. I had it on mute. Yeah, I don't y'all remember my niece, Amanda Ball, my younger sister's daughter, and she had a biopsy done off her breastbone, and they sent it off. They're supposed to tell her about it Monday. We're just praying that there's nothing to it, and if it is, God take it out. And remember my daughter, Christy. Christy's got that. They found a mass on her liver. And when they told her to go get an MRI, her insurance company said, we ain't paying for it. So they're in a battle with them and don't know what it is yet or nothing. So y'all asked y'all to pray for them and give a praise report to my great-grandson. His name's Tripp Taylor. And they had to do a surgery on his ears. They had put tubes in when he was a little bitty baby. He just turned 1 year old about a week ago. And they went in there and operated. With the tubes they put in, the water fluid was running the wrong way. So they had to go in and operate. And they said as soon as they brought him out of surgery and he woke up, They laid him down. He was laying there smiling. He would scream every time you laid him down because that fluid hurt his ears. So it's already doing better, and I want to praise God for what he done for that baby.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Thank you.
But remember them, and remember our country. I'm sorry to see it be ripped apart and tore apart. And people don't understand. There's not nobody's skin color makes no difference in us to God. Y'all need to understand it. Nobody's skin color makes you any different to God. It's the content of your heart. Just like Martin Luther King said. Martin Luther King said, the content of your heart is what you'll be judged by. So stand up, faith your own heart, see what's in there, and let's change our nation back to something great again.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
That's what it says.
Brother Willie, do you have any prayer requests?
Yes, sister, I'd like for you to continue to pray for us, continue to pray for the church. And I'd like for you to pray for one of my niece. She had the COVID-19 two, 3 months ago, and they caused a lot of problems. And anyway, she's supposed to do MRI sometimes next week to do surgery on her. And I really don't have every detail. You know, I'm not going to count what it is because I really don't know. But anyway, so just continue to pray for her and pray for my sister. You know, she's worried about her. And, you know, the main thing, you know, just pray that for salvation, that God will save them. And my older sister, she has been coming for a long time. And, man, praise the Lord, she still has a lot of problems. And she needs to have a surgery done, too. So just continue to pray for her. And once again, too, she needs the Lord in her life. And, man, praise the Lord. And I had it. And there was my cousin. He passed away Sunday. Amen. Praise the Lord. And just pray for the family. You know, this, I think he had small kids and everything. So, you know, just continue to pray for him and for those family. Amen. Praise the Lord that God will comfort them and bless them. Amen. Praise the Lord. And continue to pray for our families, Lily's family, you know, all the lost loved ones, you know, that we got so many lost loved ones, you know. Amen. Praise the Lord that they may be saved, you know. That God will put conviction upon them. They won't be able to sleep or eat till they come to come to Him. Amen. Lord, you know, I know some, people tell me, well, you don't need to say whatever it takes. But, you know, the thing about it is we need to pray whatever it takes for them to be saved because, you know, that would be better to suffer in the flesh than go to hell, you know. Amen. Lord, because suffering on the flesh, that would be for a little while. But, you know, hell is for eternity. Amen. Praise the Lord. So they pray for whatever they take for them to come and to Jesus, you know, repent. Amen. Praise the Lord and be saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, amen. Praise the Lord. Like I say, just pray for all my family, all my the ones that's lost. And if only one the ones that's no lost, you know, they need strength. They need a spiritual strength, no love. And, you know, the God will help them, Lord, to keep going. Amen. Praise the Lord. And, you know, like Brother Miles said, continue to pray for the country. Pray for the people in the nursing homes and jails and prisons and, you know, and so many people out there that shut in, you know, so many people shut in that they used to go to church, so they can't go to church, you know, because there's a lot of situations, you know, they are not able to go no more. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just continue to pray for them that God will bless them. Amen. Praise the Lord, you know, where they can hear the gospel, you know. Well, they can hear a preaching, amen, praise the Lord. And so just pray for them. Once again, just pray for our church, too. You know, pray that God will help us to where they send the lounge. You know, that's what we're here, to see the lounge save and back to us to come back to God, amen, praise the Lord. So just continue to pray for us, amen.
Amen. Amanda Ball, let's remember her. Brother Miles just mentioned it. She had that biopsy done. Just pray that nothing's wrong. And Randy Kincannon has been told that he has multiple myeloma. Just remember him. He's going for a bone marrow biopsy. He was going for one today. And just remember him. He has to go to get a bone marrow transplant after he has the biopsy. So just remember him. He's got to go to Vanderbilt. And remember Bill. his wife passed away. I don't know what his last name is, but just remember that family. Let's remember Sister Connie Hopper of the Hopper Singers. She had to have brain surgery. They said the tumor in her brain, and when they went in, the tumor had shrunk and died. The doctors gave a report that nothing was wrong with her, that the tumor had shrunk and died. So we just give God praise for that. But she's at home right now recuperating. So just remember her and her family. And remember Barbara Dockery. She's needing a miracle. She's got bone cancer. And last Sunday, that Bell palsy hit her face, and she's been having a fit with it. So remember her. Remember all of her grandkids that she's raised and everything, and her great-granddaughter. Let's pray for India. There's a lot of COVID going on there and a lot of people dying. I think they said there was around 115 dying every hour, so remember that. Remember Sherry, she has cancer, she needs a miracle. Let's remember Christy with that mass on her liver. Let's just pray that God will just take that mass off of there and heal her and save her also. And let's pray for all of Willie's family that he mentioned a while ago that need healing and that need salvation. Let's remember Brother Miles with his elbow and his hand. Let's pray that God will touch the nerves in that elbow and on down into his fingers, and that he'll completely heal him from that. Take all the pain out. And let's pray for his mother, Willa Dean. She needs healing in her body and strength. Let's remember Billy and Bonnie. They need healing in their bodies. And let's pray for Sister Gladys and Brother Tim for healing. And let's pray for their two kids that need salvation, Brian and Chelsea. And Patsy Stiles is in the hospital. She's having AFibs, and they said it was because of a thyroid problem that she's going to have a surgery on. So just remember her. Prayers for a family that's been facing many battles, and they've already went through a lot right now, and they said that last night they was back at the hospital, and now they're telling them that they're going to be facing some hard days. So just pray for that family for peace and comfort.
Yes.
And remember Connie and Mark. They said they would like to be remembered in prayer. Doris Paget, remember her, and also remember her loved ones that need to be saved. Sherry Sexton says pray that they'll be able to find the home that God wants them to have. And Sherry Warnock says to pray for her. She has several unspoken requests. And Sharon Archer has some pastor friends. The pastor is needing healing in his lungs. Rita Carden, her sister has cancer, and they sent her home with hospice, so remember that. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. We just got about 1 minute left, so let's lift all these people up to God and remember all the people on Facebook and pray for them and their needs.
We can do nothing without you, Lord. Thank you.
God bless. Love y'all.